This shir is Il Nishmas Marsha Bas Tsviarye. A shayl that has gotten some attention recently is the topic of lending foreign currencies. For example, if you have someone in Eretz Yisrael who wants to borrow American dollars, and the agreement is for him to pay back the loan in American dollars, is there a ribbis problem even if he's only paying back the same amount that he receives? And the basis for the shayl is a concept known as sabasa, which is a form of ribbis darabanan, and that there is an iser midarabanan to lend merchandise or goods and require the borrower to pay back merchandise. For example, someone is not allowed to lend a pound of flour where the agreement is that the borrower would have to pay back a pound of flour. The reason for this is, since the price of goods constantly fluctuate, the Chum were concerned that it's possible that the value of the goods at the time of repayment would be higher than what it was at the time of the loan, and therefore we would consider that the borrower is repaying more value than he received because the lender lent him the money, and that would be a form of ribbis. You would be allowed to stipulate that if the price goes up, the borrower will deduct that increased value from the payment amount, but where the agreement is strictly that the borrower would have to pay back this item regardless of how much it's worth at the time of repayment, that would violate the Isser of Sabasa. There are two exceptions in which you would practically have in many cases, and that is if the borrower has some of the merchandise in stock, even a little bit, it's considered yeshlei and there's no Isser. Another exception would be is even if the borrower does not have any of that item in stock, but it's an item that has a set price and it's something which is readily available for the borrower to go and get, here as well there would not be an Isser Sabasa. Now, the Isser Sabasa was obviously only said when lending merchandise or goods, but not with regard to currency. It is mutter, it's even a mitzvah to lend somebody money where the lender is not charging interest. And that is because currency is something that we consider its value to be static, it doesn't change, or people don't view it as changing, as opposed to goods, in which its value can constantly fluctuate. There we're concerned about the value rising at the time of repayment. Now there's a question, how do we consider foreign currency? Where it's not the currency in the country and where the loan is taking place, but it's not an item or a form of merchandise. There's a Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Samach Beis in Yardea that says clearly that coins that are not the accepted currency in the country where the loan is taking place does not have the status of currency. Rather, it has the status of goods, being that its value fluctuates relative to the currency in that specific country. And the Isser Sabasa would apply. So simply speaking, if you have two people in Eretz Yisrael where the currency is shkalim and not dollars, there would be a problem for someone to lend American dollars where he requires the borrower to repay that same amount regardless of the exchange rate to shkalim at that given time. However, it's not so simple. Reb Shlomo Zalman is mesupik whether this foreign currency is considered a commodity and not a currency, whether this applies nowadays. He says it's possible that only back then, where currency had intrinsic value, it was gold, silver, or copper, then if it's not the currency in this specific country, we view it as a commodity, as gold or silver, as opposed to a currency. However, nowadays where we have paper currency, and it's not backed by anything, it's fiat currency, he says it's possible that it would always be considered as currency, and it was never included in the Isser of Sabasa. However, many Paiskim do maintain that even nowadays with paper currency, there is Isser Sabasa, the Chazon Ish, Bris Yehuda, it's quoted from Rabbi Yashiv, and according to them, nowadays there will be a problem with Sabasa in lending foreign currency where the agreement is for the borrower to repay the same amount of currency regardless of the exchange rate. When it comes to American dollars in Eretz Yisrael, there is an additional machlekes in the Paiskim. Rabbi Yashiv was of the opinion that since the American dollar is very strong in Eretz Yisrael, something which is circulated a lot, many people deal in the dollar, even though it's not the official currency, it's not legal tender, the dollar would have the status of a currency in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, there would not be an Isser of Sabasa in lending dollars. I saw in the Nesiv Shalom and others that say that Rabbi Yashiv was only discussing in the earlier days when the shekel was much weaker, but nowadays, this would not apply. However, Rabbi Yashiv's son will put out a kuntres in different psakim of ribbis from Rabbi Yashiv, and he brings down that Rabbi Yashiv held like this even at the end of his life, that the American dollar is considered a currency in Eretz Yisrael. The Bris Yehuda argues, and he says this was the opinion of most Rabbanim, that the dollar, since it's not the official currency in Eretz Yisrael, would indeed have the status of a commodity, and the Isser Sabasa would apply. So practically speaking, getting back to our Shiloh, if somebody wants to lend American dollars in Eretz Yisrael, where he's requiring the borrower to make the payment in the same amount of American dollars, this would be subject to this machlokes in the Pesukim. According to Rabbi Yashiv, there would not be a problem. However, according to Bris Yehuda, this would violate Sabasa. Now, as we discussed before, there are two exceptions where the Isser Sabasa does not apply. One exception of Yotza Ashar, there's a steady price for this item. According to most places, this does not apply to currency, as being that the rate changes constantly, many times it can change multiple times in the same day, it's never considered to have a set price. And therefore, the Heter of Yotza Ashar will never apply. However, if the borrower has any amount in stock, even if he has a dollar or two, then there would be the Heter of Yeshloi, and there would not be a problem with Sabasa. Additionally, even if the borrower does not have his own money, the lender is able to give him a dollar as a present, or sell him the dollar in its value in shkalim, and now create a yeshli by the borrower, which will eliminate the problem of Zabasa. One more factor, what happens if somebody does not have any dollars on him, but he has American dollars in his bank account in America, and he has the ability to walk into any ATM in Eretz Yisrael and withdraw American dollars? Would we consider that since he has easy access to obtaining his American dollars, that it would be considered yeshli? There's a Ramah in Siman Kuf Samach Beis that says that in order for it to be considered yeshli, it has to be in the borrower's possession. But if money is owed to him, since there can be difficulty in collecting it, it's known as mechusar gavaina, and is not considered yeshli. So the Pesukim are mesupik how we consider somebody's money in his bank account. Technically speaking, when somebody deposits money, he's really lending the money to the bank. Bank has the right to use the money. When it comes to make a withdrawal, the bank is technically paying him back. So do we say that since it's really owed to him, it's not considered yeshle? Or the problem of money being owed to you is that the lender might have a difficult time in getting the payment, the borrower may decide not to pay. But with regard to a bank where it's easy access, you could just walk in and withdraw the money, is that considered yeshle? So I saw the Nesiv Shalom, he's mesupik about this, but I spoke to Paiskim here in Lakewood, and a lot of them felt that being that it's such easy access to get your money, and rarely does someone ever have a problem drawing money from their bank account, it's very possible that even just having a bank account in America with American dollars would be considered yeshli, and therefore there would not be a problem sabasa. So to summarize, if somebody's lending American dollars and is requiring the borrower to make the payment in American dollars, and they're in Eretz Yisrael, according to Biyasha, this is completely mutter. According to Bersi Yehuda, this can violate sabasa, but this can easily be avoided if the lender gives the borrower a small amount, a dollar or two, or even possibly if the borrower has money in a bank account.